This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Another Trump administration official has announced that he will be leaving before the end of the year. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his administration before January 1st. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The man who brought Christmas back to America.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Ryan Zinke will leave his post at the end of the year.
Ryan, I want to thank you for doing such a beautiful job.
And as he did at last month's national Christmas tree lighting, Trump praised Zinke, saying he'd accomplished much as Secretary of the Interior. Zinke's played a lead role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development, something the Center for Biological Diversity calls a slash-and-burn approach that's been absolutely destructive for public lands and wildlife, and one that's not likely to end with Zinke's departure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump is pushing the Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act after a Texas judge ruled that the act known as Obamacare is unconstitutional. AP correspondent Julie Walker has details.
Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled Obamacare invalid, President Trump says he's going to get the overhaul he's wanted.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Democrats were united in condemning the judge's ruling, and supporters of Obamacare have vowed to take their fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Republican leader Paul Ryan says the House was not party to the lawsuit and are reviewing the ruling and its impact. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord after 2 weeks of sometimes contentious talks in Poland. Mikhail Kortyka, the Polish official chairing the talks in Katowice, told diplomats and ministers from almost 200 countries that Saturday's accord is just the beginning.
We will all have to give in order to gain. We will all have to be courageous to look into the future and make yet another step for the sake of humanity.
Last year, President Donald Trump said the United States, one of the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitters, was pulling out of the Paris Accord. However, that move cannot take effect before November of 2020. Saturday was another day of protest across France, with yellow vest protesters out in force for a fifth weekend. As Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports, marches happened despite President Emmanuel Macron's backtrack over his contested economic policies.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after four people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The World Food Programme says reopening the Yemeni port of Hodeidah is crucial to efforts of staving off famine in the country. As Lisa Schlein reports, a recent ceasefire agreement for the port is in doubt now after fighting on Friday, and that puts millions of Yemenis at risk of starvation.
WFP spokesman Hervé Ferhousel says the free flow of commercial food supplies into Yemen should prevent further increases in food prices, which have skyrocketed, making food unaffordable for millions.
And we hope that when the port will again work at normal capacity, more food will come on the private market, and potentially the price of the food for those millions of people who buy it will not go up anymore.
Ferhousel says WFP is scaling up its operations to reach 10 million of the most vulnerable people in Yemen this month.
Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.